Welcome to the Music of America podcast, where every week we visit a different state in America and meet a different guest in the music industry. Every day, Monday through Friday, we begin in Alabama and we end in Wyoming. I'm your host, Tom Pollard. Let's talk music here on the Music of America. The Music of America podcast continues, still in Utah this week. Our guest today, Michael Coons, and we'll talk with him about his music and his ministry. But I want to talk about this thing first. I've been talking a lot about it lately because it's really exciting, and I think it's getting legs, and thank you for helping promote this. It's called Flash Jam, okay? Now, you may have heard me talk about this. It's a chance for you to discover your own celebrity. It's the newest, hottest, most interesting, and fun live music show to hit the scene in probably 50 years. It's called Flash Jam. Whether you perform live music or you enjoy watching live music, Flash Jam has something for everyone. It's a dynamic way for musicians to come together, perform, compete for both recognition and for prizes. Whether you're new to the stage, you're an accomplished or experienced musician, Flash Jam provides an exciting platform to collaborate and showcase your talents. Musicians perform hit songs with other random musicians who share a passion for that same song. So let's just say, as an example, Michael Coons and I decided Flash Jam is in Orem, Utah at the VFW. And Michael looks at the song list of songs you're going to play, and he sees Carry On Wayward Son by Kansas. And he's always wanted to sing that song. And I've always wanted to play the B3 organ to it. And John wants to play bass, and this guy Rogers never played drums, but he wants to try and be a drummer. So we all get together the day of Flash Jam. We have all practiced our parts on our own, but we actually perform them for the first time together right then and there. It's really cool. Existing bands do the same thing. Other bands will get together and they'll choose from these eclectic or, well, not even eclectic, these just really popular songs, you know, iconic songs, really. So the Michael Coons band might go up against the Tom Pollard band playing that same song, might be playing Born on the Bayou, whatever. And if you're not doing any of that, you're just a patron, you're still involved because you get to vote. You vote on that act or that band or that musician or whatever. And that's where the prizes get awarded based on our voting. It's really fun. It's really exciting. It's called Flash Jam. And you can find out more about it at www.flashjam.com. Coming to a market near you, flashjam.com. Welcome to the show. Michael Coons is our guest from Orem. I almost said New Mexico. Oh my gosh.
That's a few miles away.
Yeah. Hop, skip, and a very long jump. While we were getting ready to go up to record this show, Michael, I was telling you that it was really refreshing to listen to your music because I love music that has a gospel message that's not just praise and worship. It's a story that tells the value of your commitment or your relationship with your Lord. And I just think that's really cool that you've done that with your music. Now, is that a ministry thing or is that just a choice of how you do music or what?
It's just the way that it's the way that I write, I guess. I don't know. I just want to bring a message to people and the way that I write, I think it's a lot more interesting to hear some kind of a story line that can bring people into the song itself.
You know, because like learn a praise and worship song. And this, again, this is not the traditional praise and worship music. I love praise and worship music too, you know?
Yep.
But if somebody's not already there, then praise and worship music may not necessarily move them. But when you tell a story, you know, and people relate to that story, yeah. People can relate to a broken heart, for example. People can relate to the experience of reading about, you know, Jesus walking on water. It's really cool.
Well, thank you. Thank you. Yeah, it's just like I'm trying to reach people that might necessarily know that much about religion and Jesus Christ, that my songs can just kind of open the door maybe to bring people into that.
Now, I have to ask you, if you're in Utah, I'm not. Okay. Just because it's, you know, it's so prominent up there. And I've got really good friends in Indianapolis. Terre Haute? Somewhere. They're in Indiana. And My girlfriend is a has is part of a foursome, which is five people. No, then I'll explain that another time. But five people in the foursome. One of them is a lady they call Teapot or Teacup, whatever. Terry is her name, but her and her husband are LDS, and they're really caught up in right now things that are going on in the world and their faith and how things correlate with end time prophecies and all of that. And boy, what better time is there to hear a message that you have than now, if that's exactly what, you know, what era we are in our lives.
Yep, exactly.
So without getting real preachy here and alienating
everybody,
what do you what's your gut tell you about things that are going on in the world and how things stack up with Matthew 24?
Well, it's definitely, I mean, Jesus is coming back. I mean, he's prophesied that, he said that, and everybody, you know, everybody said with this last eclipse that everything was going to end, that, you know, that day, and it didn't. Nobody ever knows the date or the time of when it's going to happen, but it is coming. People need to be able to get ready, to ready their spirituality, straighten out things in their lives to be ready for it, no matter what time it comes. And also, even when you're thinking that you could die tomorrow, you know, so you kind of have to be able to have your life in order, just in case you do die, you know.
Right.
You should have your place.
There was an old Disney pirate movie I remember watching as a kid, and it was a musical of all things. And I can't remember the name of it, but there was a song in there. And this was back in the 60s. Okay. So I'm showing my age. The song was numbers up, you go.
There you go. Yeah.
And boy, howdy. I mean, rule number one, when your number's up, you go. And rule number two, you don't get to change rule number one.
That's exactly it. Well, that's, you know, it's funny that you bring that up, because that's the whole reason why I'm doing what I'm doing, is because I, about 4 or 5 years ago, I had a major heart attack, and, you know, and I thought I was going to die. I was laying on the hospital bed, you know, a gurney in the hospital. And basically my life flashed before me, and I had to reevaluate, and within the next, I survived, obviously. Mm-hmm. And within the next few days, I had the chance to reevaluate my life and look at what I had done. And I wasn't happy with what I saw. I've been blessed with the creative gift that God gave me, you know, from a long time ago. I've been playing music, writing my own music since I was 16. Mm-hmm. And I've always been just searching for ways to make myself famous, become a rock star. And I alienated my family. I almost destroyed my family, my wife, my relationship with them, because I was so addicted to the music and so addicted to finding the way that I could get, you know, famous and stuff, that it basically destroyed my family. And so when I had the heart attack, I reevaluated my life and decided that, you know, I was not using the Lord's talent that he blessed me with for the right reason. And so I didn't play guitar, didn't pick up my guitar. I totally decided I wasn't going to even play music anymore, because it had destroyed my life, basically.
Wow.
And so I quit playing for a year, didn't even touch my guitar for a year. And then one night I was saying a prayer, and the Lord told me that he wanted me to continue to play music, because it was a gift that he gave me. And so I rededicated my whole entire life to what I'm doing now with my music, as I'm trying to bring people to the gospel and spreading his message as much as I possibly can.
So what, I guess, what's the word I'm thinking of? Secular. What secular musical influences do you bring to gospel music or Christian music? Would you consider gospel or Christian?
It's Christian, I think. I've tried to keep my message to that can be available to any religion at all. If you believe in God and you believe in Jesus Christ, I think my songs could relate. That, you know, people can relate to them, no matter what religion you are. I've tried to keep them really, really, I don't know what the word is.
All inclusive.
Oh, there you go. All inclusive. Yeah, exactly. Because I want to be able to reach everybody.
Right. And
And
so,
yeah, he's no, he doesn't care who, what religion, how long you believe in, I guess. I don't know.
but what were the secular influences on music that you bring now? Like, do you have a background in country? Do you have a background in pop, rock, classic rock?
Oh, I've always been a real melodic rock type of a guy. I mean, I grew up in the 70s and 80s, and Bon Jovi still is one of my favorite bands of all time.
Oh, yeah.
Anything that's melodic is what I grew up with.
Yeah,
that was a Simon Garfunkel about Dylan kind of guy.
Oh, no, that's a little too early for me.
Right.
Well, I'm 768 right now, so
Yeah, so am I. Well, that's still my age. What are you talking about?
well, maybe you were in the different kind of music than I was. Yeah, probably.
When we hear some of your songs, will we hear every once in a while hear a little rock riff or hear a little, I wouldn't say death metal influence, but I can't
You might
really
hear.
imagine a Michael Kuhn song sounding like Cookie Monster on Quaaludes,
No, 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 no. My stuff is still just really melodic rock that's catchy, really good melodies that stick with you, positive messages all the time, and just whatever I can do that I've been influenced by. I mean, the power of God gives me the power to write this stuff, and I listen to inspiration a lot when I'm putting this stuff together.
When you hit, I talk to songwriters all the time, and they do talk sometimes about writer's block and how they just get at a place and they try for weeks, sometimes months, and they just got to walk away from it, and then all of a sudden they can't stop it, you know. So when you hit a writer's block era or point like that in your life and in your career or whatever, do you ever go back to your old stuff and transpose an old song that you wrote maybe when you were 20 or 25, 30, whatever, and make it a more Christian message?
Yeah, I was in a I've been in a band before this all happened called Danger Alley, and one of the biggest songs that we had was a song called "Won't Stop Believing," and
Oh yeah, Journey.
Journey.
they stole it from me, so
That's right. Well, won't, don't, tomato, tomato.
anyway, so it was a really good melodic song, but the lyrics were still a positive thing. It was just not it was don't stop believing in your dreams
Yeah.
and being able to keep going and do whatever you needed to do to get to your dreams. But I took that song and I rewrote the lyrics to it, so it's now a Christian, don't stop believing in the Lord, don't stop believing in your power to be able to touch other people spiritually. And so I rewrote it, re-edited it, and re-recorded it, and it's a really good song, I think.
Well, we don't have that one.
Well, they're online if you want to, check them out. They're all there.
Yeah, we'll get to that in the last segment of the show. We have shameless self-promotion. We'll find out where we can find your whole catalog.
There
But
you
right
go.
now, the first song we're going to listen to is one of yours. That's the first one I listened to that really caught me. That's why I wanted to make this the first song, because I think this is a style that's really cool, and that it tells a story that we can all relate to. The song is called Broken Hearts. So I did a good setup. I want you to take it home from here. Tell me about the song Broken Hearts, where it came from, and what it's about.
Broken Hearts is a song about a girl that's been hurt before with relationships. She's always had problems with guys and being in pain all the time because people always let her down. And so the song is about when you have a broken heart, you can always go to Jesus Christ and he will help to heal you and to help make you feel better and kind of give you hope to know that somewhere down the line someone is there that's going to be the right person for you and that the Lord will take care of that for you.
Well, you hit it right there. Four-letter word. Hope is a four-letter word, you know?
Yeah.
And we're in sometimes, man, the people I talk to, the people you see on TV shows, guests on shows, news, whatever. And there's just sometimes such a overwhelming sense of hopelessness out there.
Absolutely. Yeah. One of the lines in the song is, when the sunshine comes, with the sunshine comes the rain, a little pleasure with the pain. We almost take a chance on love. And you just have to have that hope that eventually you will find it. And you know, just like you said, have hope.
Yeah. It's a really strong message, really well written, and something everybody can relate to. Everybody. Even my grandson at 3 years old, when I told him we had to leave the park, I introduced him to the world of carpenter ants and termites at a park the other day. And when we had to leave, he was brokenhearted as best, you know?
There you go. Yeah.
So we've all suffered broken hearts, and now we're going to get a positive message out of a heartbreak. With
there
the Michael Coons, our guest here today on the Music America podcast, and his first song, Broken Hearts.
When Sherry dreamed of romance, when she was sweet 16, no one ever told her about the pain. Jerry grew much older. She thought she found a love so real, but he only left her standing in the rain. And now she sadly knows. Sunshine comes the rain, a little pleasure with the pain. We all must take a chance for love, and we all sadly know broken hearts can't take you back to love when the trust is gone.
Broken Hearts, Michael Coons from Orem, Salt Lake City. Yeah, Orem, Utah. I tell you, it's been a rough week with me geographically, Michael, but Michael Coons, our guest today, and we'll get back with him and talk a little bit more about his music. I want to talk about an actor and something that kind of came up in a conversation we just had off mic. But right now, if you're looking for a world-class team to help you build your music career, the one you've always wanted, check out BigRecords.world. Big Records World. It's a world leader in the indie music scene. They're probably the most forward-thinking record label in music today. Operating since 2019, they have a full team of professionals and services and connections that you need to get you going in the music industry. The best part, though, is that they do everything non-exclusive. So you don't have to worry about losing your control of your brand, control of your music, losing control of your artistic expression. Big Records World has a vast team specializing in sponsorships, touring, nonprofits, distribution, marketing, radio, sync licensing, television, and more. Their team works with indie artists right up to the biggest names of the entertainment industries. Whatever you're looking for, Big Records World Music Community is the welcome family that you want to be involved with. Email them today, mark@bigrecords.world, and let them simplify your music and your brand. New sponsor of ours just this week, really cool guy, Mark Reardon from Big Records World. And thank you to Big Record, because they provide probably over the course of the year, probably a dozen or more different artists for my show. So thank you for that. So we were talking, Michael Coons, our guest here, we were talking off mic in our last break about the transition from rock and roll to Christian music. And you were saying something about how difficult it is getting people to want to do that.
Right. Yeah. Like I said before, I went through a lot of people, even to get them to come out and, you know, try out. It was tough.
Yeah. And what do you think that is?
I don't think some people feel comfortable with putting their religion on their sleeve.
I mean,
I think there's a lot of people that are religious inside, but they're just not, they're kind of afraid to be able to show it to other people, because I guess maybe they're afraid of being made fun of or not being accepted or whatever it is. But for me, I can't deny it. I have to be able to get to just shout it from every rooftop that I possibly can, you know.
Well, under that big umbrella we call entertainment, it's extremely secular and some could even say paganistic, you know?
Yes, I totally agree.
And I want to share a story with you about an actor that I think is going to make things, as his story gets told more and more, and that's what I want to do here. As I tell his story, more and more people will tell his story, and it will make it easier for you to do what you want to do. Neil McDonough is an actor. If you ever saw the movie Band of Brothers, or the TV miniseries Band of Brothers, or the remake of Walking Tall, you've seen Neil McDonough in a number of different shows. And I saw an interview with him recently, and he was talking about his values and his faith. Okay. And he said, when I'm doing a fight scene or a war scene, you know, it's fake. You know, I walk away from that fight scene and I'm joking with people. I walk away from a war scene. There's not somebody out there that got their leg blown off. You know, it's a movie. He says, but when they want me to lay under the covers with a woman in my arms and kiss that woman, I'm a married man. I don't want my wife to see that. I don't want my kids to see that. I don't want my God to see that, because I've made a commitment to my wife. And as a result, Neil McDonough gets limited work, but he's getting more. And because of people like him and Mark Wahlberg and Mel Gibson and that whole California Hollywood move to Vegas kind of thing, I think what that's doing is it's opening up the door in that big umbrella of humanistic secular entertainment to not just carve out a niche, but create a place where people of faith can just not shove your faith down your face, but just make it okay to have faith. Make it okay to be Christian. What do you think? What do you think of that?
Oh, it's absolutely true. Yeah, there's a lot bigger market now than there used to be just a few years ago. Mm-hmm. Even the TV show The Chosen, that's taking off huge and opening up a lot of doors for people, a lot of actors and people that just want to be a part of that aren't afraid anymore. And then it is a afraid thing, because I've heard that there's a lot of actors that are getting blackballed because of their faith and because of their reasoning and because of their not willing to you know, be in bed with another actress. You know?
Well, Neil McDonough actually said that in the press conference. That he's been blackballed by Hollywood because he won't
do the scenes that they want him to do. He's I'm a good actor.
Yeah.
And I've proven myself in my acting abilities, and he cited his you know his resume.
Yep.
So we also have a common, I guess, how do I say that? We're fans of a common band. How about that?
There you go.
Mark, the front man and lead singer to a band called
Sweet Crystal out of Detroit, Michigan.
Recent guest this year on the Music America podcast. I met Mark, and he and I have become, I'd say more than podcast friends, you know, like I dropped him a note at Easter and stuff, but you've got an experience with Sweet Crystal as well.
Yeah, I am. I'm not real connected to him, but I have reached out and talked to him and told him how impressed I was with them and love their music. And I bought their CDs and I'm just really inspired by them. You know?
And I just think it's cool.
So cool how,
even though this is what you do, you're moved by another person's work. And I think that's the spirit of how the spirit works in us, you know,
and
moves between us. You might be inspired by Sweet Crystal, and they may in turn hear something you do that inspires them to go on and do something else. So Sweet Crystal is an old rock band, kind of like you are an old rock and roll band.
Yeah, exactly.
Mark Speck decided he wanted to go a different direction, and he said to the band, and he told me he was really nervous about asking. And they were like, "No, let's do it. Yeah, it's a good idea."
Yeah.
So where does that fear come from?
No, it doesn't. And you know, the adversary does everything he possibly can to shut all that kind of stuff down. You know, if God's real, then Satan's real too, and he's got dark angels here upon this earth, they do whatever they possibly can to derail all of this stuff, you know?
I mean,
the most simplistic terms of there has to be people.
Exactly, yes.
So, excuse me, do you have kids?
I have five.
And do they think you walk on water?
No, absolutely not. No, you know.
when they were younger, did they think you walked on water?
Well, maybe before they got to be about
before they got to be
9 or 10, maybe they thought so. But I, like I said before, I was basically a horrible dad. I mean, I didn't pay much attention to them. I made a lot of mistakes that I totally, you know, feel horrible about, and that I just wish I could do that all over again. You know, now that I know what I'm doing now and how I could have been a better dad in the past. Yeah.
The reason I was
asking. I still walk on water because Brent sent up the song.
I can't remember the show. I lived in Branson, Missouri for a while, and they have every year they have a big biblical production of a show. And
right.
This one was about Jesus, and there was a scene where how they simulated this whole thing was just amazing. It was all done on a stage, but all of a sudden you're at sea. You know, you're sitting in the audience, but the ship is at sea, and they had the lights go dark, and then they were flashing with strobe lights and stuff, so it seemed like a storm. And then all of a sudden, in the distance, you could see a figure, and it was a figure of Jesus walking on water. And how they did that, I mean, how I just described it does not even come close to comparing how magical that was on stage that happened. It's such a powerful, powerful image.
Yeah.
And but you go a step further. You talk about Peter's experience.
Yes. Right?
So yes. let's hear about that, and then we'll play the songs.
Okay. Well, I mean, that's my biggest influence is Peter and his bravery and willingness to trust in the Lord to be able to walk on the water. You know, I mean, the other disciples in the boat were probably screaming and telling him he was crazy and stuff, but he had the faith to be able to do that, to trust in the Lord enough to be able to walk on the water himself. And the only reason why he wasn't able to do that is just because he got sidetracked with the waves and the calamity that was going on around him. And I think that's totally true with us in our lives now, that, you know, if everybody could keep that focus of Jesus Christ and what he has to offer, keep that focus in the front of our minds, that there's nothing that we couldn't do, that, you know, we can move mountains ourselves. So basically that's what the song's about. that everybody is going to come across storms on their seas of life. And you just have to focus and keep concentrating and knowing that you can do whatever you want to do with faith enough in Jesus Christ.
It's a great,
story, and that's one of the best terrible allegories, baby.
And all the Bible, and you said it exactly like that. When you're focused on Jesus, then you're not focused on the surroundings, the world surrounding you, you know.
Yeah,
and when you take your eyes off the Lord, you take your eyes off Jesus, then you start being aware of the things around you again, and then you get sucked into that, you know.
Yeah, exactly. And that's what happened to me, you know, my early life. I got sucked into all of that stuff. And I mean, because I believed in God basically my whole life, but I let that slip away. You know, I let that focus go on to something else, and, you know, making myself more important than God and more important than my family. And I just had to refocus and get my life back.
Well,
sounds like you're there, dude.
Well, I've got a long way to go. I'm not as close as I want to be, but at least I'm striving now, whereas before I wasn't, you know.
At least know how to walk on water.
Well,
you know how to. I didn't see you
there. All right, there you go. Okay, I know what it takes. I know what it takes to be able to walk on water. Yeah.
And with that, we're going to listen to the song. Michael Coons, our guest here from Utah, and the song "Walk on Water."
the boat of doubt and fear. I'll stand and walk to you. I can walk upon water with the stones upon my seat. Yes, I can walk upon water with the strength that you give to me. I can walk upon water with the stones upon my seat. Yes, I can walk upon water with the strength that you give to me. With the strength that you give to me.
Walk on Water with Michael Coons, our guest here on the Music of America podcast. I'm your host, Tom Pollard. Now, we met earlier, Big Records, right? And Big Records World. Well, a spinoff sort of that, two of the people that work for them, is another company called Hotel Universe. It's like hotel without the H, but it's Trevor and Eileen Bild of Ordinary to Extraordinary Life. They've created, produced, and managed the largest all-original Indie Music Roku channel, okay? Hotel Music Videos. They love to give back to help others be seen and heard for their life legacy. They welcome new submissions from a variety of genres. Just go to their website, which is www.hoteluniverse.com. So it's Hotel, O-T-E-L, universe.com. Click on the What is Roku tab. There'll be a drop-down menu. Click on the Roku channels. Complete the submit video form. Now, Roku is seen in about 160 countries. They have a viewership of over 80 million active accounts worldwide. It's someplace you might want to consider having your videos seen, right, in the Roku world. Be sure to add them to your Roku menu and watch them and give them 5 stars. Hoteluniverse.com. That's Ordinary to Extraordinary Life. O-T-E-L. Hoteluniverse.com. Friends of the show and friends of Big Records. So thank you and thank you again. Michael Coons, our guest here on the Music of America podcast, something we have not mentioned, we really should have hit this from the beginning. If you try and find Michael Coons' music, good luck. But if you want to find it under Witness of His Glory. Let's talk about that a little bit.
Yeah. I just wanted to, I mean, that's basically what I do, is I'm a witness to His glory. I'm a catchphrase that I use with everything that I do. And it's from Psalms 150, verse 6. It's, "Let everything that has breath praise the Lord." And okay. So I'm just trying to praise the Lord with what I have, what is the talent He's been given. So it's under witness of His glory.
Why do you market as
basically because I'm not searching for fame and fortune under my name. I'm not looking for
that like ego gratification kind of thing.
Yeah, exactly. I was trying to think of the right way to say it, but yeah, I'm not looking for the gratification. I'm not looking for the things that I need to make myself feel better. I'm being a witness, you know, to God and to Jesus Christ, and I want to give all the glory to Him because that's where it all belongs.
Yes. And then that,
in a rough way, I guess.
Now, lots of bands, singer-songwriters, bands, whatever. And we talk about their venues where they play, and a lot of them are playing at concert halls. A lot of them are playing in bars and clubs. And, you know, they play their music for the venues that are accommodating for that style. Having said that, where do we hear a Witness of His Glory music? Does that come up in, like, do you market yourself? Do people come and find you? Do you play around the country? Do you just play in Utah, or what? Well, what's that look like?
Well, I haven't really. I've never been able to put together a full band the way I want it to be. You know, like I said before, it was like a band I envisioned to play this kind of music is like a 12-piece band. Full horn section, backing vocals, and,
two or three guitars, keyboards, all that stuff. I have just have a bit of that together.
So I just got my stuff on internet websites, Facebook, other places like that.
I
used to play.
Where I'm going with this is just for playing out in the band, like Sweet Crystal before they. Christian band, when they were just playing in Detroit, they were playing rock and roll. They would go to bars, they would go to clubs, they would do opening for Alice Cooper, or whatever.
Right. So,
Michael Coons slash Witness of His Glory. Do you play events? Do you play?
Or
said you play your internet, your role on the internet.
Yeah, I haven't. I have never ever played any of this stuff live to an audience before. It's all been done in my own home studio. I played and recorded every single instrument on the songs. It's all me.
Oh wow!
It's all me. And I played clubs my whole life, and it's just a bad place to be for me now. Back then, I thought it was great, you know. But nowadays, I wouldn't be caught dead playing in a club anymore. I'd have to be playing it. Churches and VFW halls with, you know, to the right people,
right,
things like that. Yeah.
So you get a call from blank, and they say, "I really love this song you wrote called 'You Came.' I want to record that. Mine. Who would you love to get that call from?"
Wow, that's a
good question.
Does it have to be somebody? You want it to be somebody that you know is of faith, right?
I would say I'm told my favorite band is Casting Crowns right now.
Okay.
I would probably have a heart attack if they called me and said that. The funny thing is that You Came is I basically did the same thing with that one. You Came was originally written by. A man named Tom Smith, and I saw the video of them of his band playing the song, and I contacted and I just absolutely fell in love with the song at first, and so I contacted him and I said, "Well, I'd like to do a version of this song if you don't mind." And he said, "Yeah, that's fine." So I changed the lyrics around a little bit, and I changed the music around a little bit, and made it my own style and recorded it and. So yeah, I'm totally open for anybody that would want to do any of my stuff.
Side note: my girlfriend and I was her prom date back in 1975. Okay,
and
we went our separate ways about 9 years ago. We reconnected. She was in Vermont. I was in St. Louis. We did this long distance dating thing for a while. And our first real date, when I went up to Vermont the first time I went up there, she picked me up at the airport. Like. I think it was Thursday in the afternoon, and that Thursday night we went and saw Casting Crowns.
Really? Oh, that's awesome.
At an auditorium that is now closed down, and they're getting ready to tear it down and open it up for homeless shelters for the people in Vermont. But that's another story. But yeah, that was our first like legitimate date when we reconnected, and that was my first trip to Vermont. And
wow, that's awesome.
incredible. It's so funny because I've never been in that town, and I don't know how the culture accepts things there. I just know how I am when I'm at a concert, when I'm at a praise and worship show, especially.
Yep.
So we're sitting there in this auditorium. We're in the very back row, so I'm not blocking anybody, right? We're in the back row on the ground, really good seats, and I'm just caught up in the music, and I stand up, and I've got my hands extended in praise.
Right.
And the usher comes over and says, "Excuse me, you have to sit down." What are you talking about? And every time somebody would stand up and praise, there was an usher on them, like, you know, like the Gestapo. "You will sit in your seat."
You will not pray.
You will not pray at this praise concert.
That's right.
You're funny. Anyway, that's my casting crowd. It's really funny that that's the band that you cited, because that's such a personal band to me.
Oh, yeah. I just love them. I love everything they do.
I need to get back to them. I was at that point. I was listening to anything that they put out. You know,
right.
They could hiccup on a on a cassette tape. I gotta go find a cassette player so we can get that cassette tape. You know. So You Came was it's your version of another song.
Tom Smith wrote it, and I saw his version and I loved it and contacted him, and he said, yeah, go ahead, do whatever you want to do with it, because they weren't playing. I mean, it was just a low budget recording in somebody's house or something. I don't even know what it was, and he wasn't doing anything with it, you know. And so he said, "Yeah, just take it and do whatever you want to do with it." So I did, and it turned out really cool.
Really cool. Well, let's listen to it here. The song is called "You Came" with Michael Koons, our guest here on the Music of America podcast.
Thank you.
Tom Smith song done by Michael Koons, the song called You Came, the last song we're going to hear today from Michael Koons, our guest from Orem, Utah, in the Music America podcast. Michael, this has been fun. It's been uplifting. It's joyous. It's all of those wonderful things, hope-filled, all of those things you want to get out of ministry. So good job there on your part. Thank you.
Thank you.
This is the best part of the show, though. I don't have to do anything. You have to do all the work. It's called Shameless Self-Promotion. So tell us about Michael Koons and Witness of His Glory, how we can find you, find your music, support you, support your music, and support this ministry to go forward.
All right. Well, first thing I wanted to say is don't be afraid to share the gospel with somebody. Do whatever you can to help people around you, do service work, anything you could possibly do to just help people.
That's the biggest thing that we have. We all need to do on this world is make it a better place. It's just to be able to go.
Witness of His Glory can be found on 4 or 5 different places. We have a Facebook page. We have all of our music and videos on Witness of His Glory on YouTube. Just type in Witness of His Glory on YouTube, and I've got like 7 or 8 videos of the songs on there. I have my music on SoundCloud, Dribbble, Reverb Nation, and the best place to go would probably be SoundClick. I have all my albums there. I have 2 albums. One's called Witness of His Glory, and the other one's called Break Every Chain. I have a personal Facebook page under Michael E. Koons. Check that out. I'm also, besides writing songs and doing music that way, I'm also a Christian fiction author. I have books available on Amazon right now. Brenda Storm, Finding Amelia Earhart, Commander Courage, Lost Planet Airmen, and Forgotten Books of Darkness, and a book called The Liberty 9 Miracle. So if you like Christian music, check that out. If you like Christian fiction, historical fiction, check out some of my books too.
That's amazing. That'll be my next endeavor. I'm old and retired, so I'm going to do something to stay out of prison. And I'll call it, instead of Music of America, it'll be Books of America, Authors of America. And we'll talk to screenwriters and poets and fiction writers and whatnot. That'd be fun.
Yeah. Awesome.
That'll give me something to strive for once I hit 75 and look for something new to do. Michael, thank you so much again, and thank you for your ministry, and thank you for how you approach faith and how you present faith to people. It's not overbearing, and it's a very hands-on way of delivering the gospel, and I appreciate that so much.
Thank you, I really appreciate what you're doing for bands all across the nation with this program. You're doing a great job. I really admire you for being able to be willing to do that for little or no money, from what I gather.
Yeah, no money. Like I said, it does keep me out of jail, so that's always good. Anything that keeps people out of jail, I'm a big fan of. So
that's right.
Thanks again. Michael Koons, our guest, wrapping up Utah Tomorrow. Join us for the Benny C. Quartet right here on the Music of America podcast. You've been listening to the Music of America podcast. If you like today's show, please go to the website at www.musicofamericapod.com or our Music of America podcast Facebook page. Like us and follow the show and episodes. We tally the votes of all our shows, and the most listened to shows will be rebroadcast on our best of shows at the end of the season. I look forward to having you with us again and listening to the Music of America podcast.